Concert with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Listen, when you believe you got it, it's on the way. It's coming to you. You got to believe you got it. You got to believe you receive it. You got to take it to yourself, and it's going to show up because Jesus said it was. He said it was coming. He said, if you believe you receive it, you're going to have it. Whatever you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. Whatever you ask in prayer, with faith, believing you receive, you shall have them. So you got to believe that when you pray, you get it. Now, it doesn't matter how God is ministering it, you still have to have faith. Faith is the medium of exchange in the realm of the spirit. You got saved by faith, didn't you? Ephesians 2:8 says, by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Well, I say healing is God's gift too. Any of our redemption is a gift to us. It's part of our inheritance. Nobody earned it. By grace, that's unearned, unmerited favor. Through faith, that's how you get it. That's how you get saved. That's how you get healed. So if laying on of hands, you still got to have faith. When you come to get hands laid on you, you got to come saying, Father, I thank you. Jesus said, believers will lay hands on the sick. Lord, I'm going to get laid hands on, and I believe I'm going to receive my healing. When hands are laid on me, at that moment, that's my point of contact. Believe I got it. I don't care if I limp back. I got it. But, you know, some people back up right then because they say, well, I came up here. Let me try to act right. You know, then people say, well, did you get healed? Yeah, I got it. And then they say, well, you know, baby, I'm believing. Because people get embarrassed because we've been trained to look at sight. If you don't look here, you ain't here. And you should never talk to somebody that come from around the altar being prayed for healing and say, girl, you sure look bad. After they just got prayed for. You get in agreement with him. Praise God. I was praying for you to receive your healing. You got it, girl. Praise God. Keep on praising God. Keep believing. So whether it's laying on of hands, whether it's anointing with oil, whether it's through a gift of the spirit, a word of wisdom, or a word of knowledge given, say, I'm healing backaches tonight. Then you, if you got a backache, you say, Lord, thank you. You just take it. You believe you got it. You just got to believe you got it. Yeah. You got to believe God love you. Come on, give them to me. Give me the first four. You got to believe God love you. You got to believe it's God's will for you to be well. Number three, you got to know that Jesus paid for it for you. And number four, you just got to receive it. You got to receive how you get it. Everything you get from God come by faith. Somebody's faith, either the Lord's faith or your faith or your mama's faith, somebody's faith help you got it. Oh, yeah. Somebody's faith help you got it. Somebody's faith help you to get it. But if you got it, I understand. He wants you to have it. He don't want you struggling with it. Now, the devil fights you tooth and toenail for good health. He don't want to give up territory that he think your body his temple. Yes. He think he own your body. Yes. But you had to say, you don't own nothing around here. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and tell somebody. Say, my body is God's temple. I don't allow no intruders in here. No sickness, no disease, no infirmity, no weakness in this body. This body is healthy and strong. This body will be used to bring glory and honor to Jesus. I will glorify God with my body and in my spirit, which belong to God. I've been been bought by the blood of Jesus. Call me at a video. He said, let me go. Got no place around here. I'm redeemed, glory to God. When you start saying it, there's some things you got to believe. You got to believe this. And then you have to confess it with your mouth. You have to declare things that are not as though they already was. Romans 4:17. God called things that are not as though they already were. So you got to get your believer going, what you believe, and then you got to start speaking it and declaring it. Right in the face of contradictory evidence. Don't let your circumstances talk you out. How many of you know circumstances talk to you? You ain't healed. You hurting. You worse than you was. I'm going to tell you how to keep it next week. Because we were on the edge of that. Look, we can all go to the throne of grace, can't we? Can't we? All right, let's go as a church. Let's tell the Lord we want to be healthy and strong. We don't want the devil to have nothing in us. No sickness, no disease. I believe God give us a corporate faith. We all leave here healed tonight. We all leave here saying, you know, I got healed tonight. I believe, listen here, you say, well, can you feel it? No, but I believe I receive it. I believe I receive it. And so whenever the devil say, where you healing at? You say, I believe I receive. Jesus said it, I'm going to have it. There's so many ways that God can heal you, but you got to mix faith with every one of them. He can even heal you with a sovereign move. You just sitting there, didn't even ask for healing and got healed. Well, how you keep that? You got to thank God for it. I'm going to tell you how to keep it next week. Now, I believe we all need to make a declaration that we're going to live healthy. That means you're going to listen to the Holy Ghost. You're going to let him lead you and guide you in your appetite. I know some of y'all faith just took a dive. I felt the faith was way up here. And then I felt it go. Some say, oh, Lord. Listen, all right, forget about the diet tonight, okay? Forget about your appetite. Listen, let's just get what we're supposed to get. Let's work out faith tonight. Amen? And if we give God the glory for that, and God, he'll deal with us, and we'll be so glad that he's talking to us. Amen? Let's all say this together. Heavenly Father, I see so clearly, crystal clear, that you love me. You love yourself some great. And I belong to you. I've been bought and purchased with the precious blood of Jesus. I thank you that it's your will for me to be completely healed, for me to be well, in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus paid the price. By his stripes, I am healed. Now, Lord, I forbid the trespass of any sickness, any disease, any infirmity that would try to attach itself to me or that's currently attached to me. I break its hold now in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off my body. Every sickness, every disease, be healed. And be gone. Get out of my body. In the name of Jesus. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is written. By his stripes, I am redeemed and I am healed. Now, Father, I thank you for Holy Ghost power working in me now. Undoing anything that Satan has done. Out you go in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, let the power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, engulf me now in my spirit, my soul, and my body. Fill me with resurrection life. Thank you for it. I believe I receive. I believe I got it. And I know I'll have it. In the name of Jesus, I receive by faith your healing power and your divine health. You want me healthy, strong, living long, and living wealthy. I believe I receive that. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you tonight for the glory of God resting upon me. I thank you, Lord, your healing power is at work in me right now. Gonna work in me all night long. Gonna work in me all day tomorrow. Gonna work in me till Jesus come back. I claim my healing, and it's by your grace, and it's by your mercy. I receive now by grace through faith. I am healed. I am healed by grace through faith. It is the gift of God. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you for what Jesus did for me. And Lord, I take my place as a child of God, walking in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is good news, and I receive it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and give God the glory.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Strongholds are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being removed by the authority and the power of the Word of God. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana.
I'd like to invite you to our annual Word Explosion
beginning September 10th through the 13th.
This conference is designed to strengthen you, empower you, equip you, and bless you by focusing on the life-changing power of the Word of God. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." We're going to saturate ourselves for 4 days and nights in the Word of God and see God perform His Word with signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost.
This will be 4 days of power, 4 days of revelation, 4 days of healing, 4 days of building our faith in the Word of God. Our special guest ministers are Reverend Greg Green from
said I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing.
And I'll pour you out a
blessing that you won't have room to receive. If you're walking in darkness,
try Jesus,
and you can't find the light,
try Jesus.
Why don't you trust this friend I know? He'll make everything all right.